Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Marika Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. We have a new Fed chair, at least a nominated one. On Friday morning, President Trump nominated former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh to succeed Jerome Powell. The composition of the new Fed now hinges on two questions. One, how quickly Warsh can be confirmed. The timing remains uncertain, because Senator Tillis has pledged to block all nominations until the legal matter around Powell is resolved. Two, if Warsh will replace Mehren or whether Powell will step down. A likely scenario, charges are dropped and Warsh will replace Powell in May. What's the signal for the market? Warsh has been considered more of a hawk, especially when it comes to the use of balance sheet. But more recently, he expressed that rates can be cut a lot more. He sees AI-driven productivity gains as deflationary and tariffs as largely one-off distortions to inflation. The response in the fixed income markets overall was benign, but reflective of these views. The front end was lower and the back end a bit higher, resulting in a 4 basis points curve steepening. We continue to maintain our steepening bias and now see 2 more Fed cuts, one in June and 1 in September. The much more violent reaction came from precious metals. Gold declined by 8.5% and silver fell even more sharply, down 26%. Prices for both gold and silver have risen exponentially since President Trump came into power, with a blow-off in January. And despite Friday's decline, prices for both are still up on the year. This episode illustrates that markets are most vulnerable when capital inflows have been most excessive. In these situations, small changes can have outsized impact. Gold in particular has become a way to express the dollar debasement trade, with 3 main catalysts. Leg 1, the structural bit of central bank buying. Leg 2, the looser monetary policy stance of the Fed. And leg 3, geopolitics. The reaction of precious metals to Warsh's nomination was magnitudes more severe than for other asset classes. A 1 basis point rise in 10-year rates, a 1% rise in the dollar, and a 40 basis points drop in the S&P 500. And this illustrates that the butterfly effect in financial markets is most acute when flows have become extended. Turning to U.S. earnings season, almost 50% of S&P market cap has reported. The results so far can be summed up in one word: strong. Firms are delivering larger than usual beats on both earnings and revenue. The median EPS beat for S&P 500 companies is 3.8%, with earnings on track to reach our projected EPS growth rate of 12% year over year for Q4. Technology, financials, and healthcare show the highest percentage of earnings beats so far. And revisions for Q1 guidance are better than normal. AI continues to be front and center in tech earnings. Meta and Microsoft increased their AI CapEx above analyst expectations, with Meta's CapEx close to doubling to $125 billion at the high end of guidance. It is becoming increasingly clear, though, that the market only rewards AI spend when it comes with strong revenue growth. Microsoft earnings disappointed with muted Azure and Office 365 growth and light margin guidance. Meta, on the other hand, showed clear revenue acceleration from better AI ad targeting and recommendations. Another 20% of S&P 500 market cap will report, including 2 more of the Mag 7, Amazon and Alphabet. The key question, to what extent will higher CapEx result in productivity gains, lifting revenues and margins? Aside from earnings, we will get the January non-farm payroll report on Friday. We expect numbers to rebound from December levels. The uncertainty around this print, though, remains high, as the BLS will release benchmark revisions that could alter the employment picture. Our investment advice in this backdrop remains to diversify equity portfolios and place the incremental dollar into regionally and sectorally diverse portfolios. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.